Grab a coffee. We're going to talk about how private equity roll-ups are reshaping UK home services here in 2026. This is for owners thinking seriously about a sale. The UK home services market finds itself in the middle of one of the most aggressive private equity consolidation waves of the past decade. If you own an HVAC, plumbing, electrical, fire safety, pest control, or landscaping business, this matters for one practical reason. The economics of selling into a roll-up are structurally different from selling to a traditional trade buyer. And that window of advantage is narrowing. We'll unpack the UK home services roll-up strategy, who the active platforms are, the maths behind multiple arbitrage, and how to position your business for a premium outcome. So what is a roll-up actually? A roll-up, also known as a buy and build platform, is a private equity strategy. The sponsor backs an initial platform business, then funds and integrates a series of smaller bolt-on acquisitions. The aim is to build a national or super-regional group that trades at a higher multiple than any individual operator could achieve on its own. It's often described as a situation where the platform business commands a higher multiple than its component parts. So the whole becomes worth more than the sum of those parts. A platform, for example, might trade at a mid-teens EBITDA multiple, while smaller targets of similar quality might be acquired at mid-single-digit multiples. Each acquisition immediately goes up in value as it's integrated, even before any operational synergy is captured. In a market with enough suitable targets, this becomes a powerful engine for creating value. UK Home Services in 2026 is definitely in this active phase. However, there are differences from the US market that UK owners need to understand. Let's look at the buyer landscape for 2026. There are several platforms with active deal-making. We're seeing Tendra Technical Services, launched in December 2025, consolidating technical services across the built environment. Then there's Fenner Group, focused on testing, inspection and certification, with continuous UK and international acquisitions. Marlowe built one of the largest UK fire and security services platforms before its corporate split. Ipsum Group is a UK utilities and infrastructure services consolidator. Selner Group is in testing, inspection and certification, adjacent to compliance services. Socotec UK is the UK arm of a global consolidator. Bureau Veritas UK and BSI Group are both active strategic consolidators. Neighbourly UK, parent of Pimlico Plumbers, has acquired multiple franchised home service brands. E&Z PLC, a UK energy services group, has made several disclosed acquisitions in 2024 and 2025. And SureServe Group, a UK compliance and energy services group, focuses on social housing. Beyond these named platforms, analysis of the market shows more than 50 private equity-backed UK business services assets, many in home services and related sectors, that were acquired between 2019 and 2021. Many of these are likely to come to market in 2026. This pipeline is crucial for owners, as it means the buyer universe is competitive and the appetite for accretive bolt-ons is sharpened by the need to demonstrate growth before the sponsor exits. So why does the roll-up thesis work so well in UK home services? There are five structural conditions that make it particularly attractive to roll-up sponsors in 2026. First, fragmentation. The UK HVS, plumbing, electrical, and fire safety markets are dominated by owner-managed firms, many with under £1 million of EBITDA. Company records show tens of thousands of independent operators across these trades. No single contractor holds a meaningful national share in any of them. This is the textbook precondition for a buy-and-build strategy. Second, recurring revenue. Maintenance contracts, service plans, and statutory inspection cycles generate recurring revenue, which buyers value at a premium over one-off project work. Current benchmarks for UK building services put subscale operators in the 4 to 6 times EBITDA range, with maintenance-heavy businesses at the higher end. Platform-level businesses with strong recurring revenue and clean financials trade even higher. This arbitrage spread between subscale and platform multiples is the engine of value creation. Third, regulatory tailwinds. Tightening UK regulation, particularly after Grenfell and the Building Safety Act of 2022, and across fire, electrical and gas safety, creates non-discretionary spend. This regulatory flaw underpins recurring demand and reduces cyclicality. It also raises the cost of operating below a certain scale, because compliance investments, BAFE, NICIC, GASSAFE, FIA, NSI, RICS, and equivalent accreditations are largely fixed. Larger groups absorb that cost more efficiently, accelerating the pressure for consolidation. Fourth, skills scarcity. A skills gap among qualified UK trades engineers protects margins for established providers and makes engineer recruitment and retention a structural competitive advantage. Platforms with proven recruitment and training systems earn a premium because they can grow faster post-acquisition. Finally, easing capital markets. The UK private equity landscape in 2026 confirms that PE houses are prioritizing operational value creation, as relying solely on multiple expansion has become harder to underwrite. Buy and build is now central to that operational thesis. Strong UK and European debt markets, with significant amounts of private credit raised in the first half of 2025, are funding this bolt-on cycle. Understanding the maths of multiple arbitrage is what separates owners who achieve a strong outcome from those who leave value on the table. Consider a UK HVAC platform trading at, say, 9x EBITDA on £8 million of EBITDA. The sponsor identifies a target with £1 million of EBITDA that on its own would attract bids in the 4x to 6x range. The platform pays 5x or £5 million for that target. On day one, the platform group's EBITDA rises from £8 million to £9 million. At the platform's own 9x multiple, that incremental £1 million of EBITDA is now worth £9 million of enterprise value. So the platform paid £5 million for a £9 million value uplift. That £4 million gap, when scaled across 10, 20, or 30 acquisitions, is the multiple arbitrage. It's realized when the sponsor finally exits. This maths has three important implications for owners. Firstly, subscale operators who sell to a roll-up are not paid the platform multiple. The platform pays an entry multiple that reflects the operator's standalone profile. Owners who expect to be paid the platform multiple at exit are simply misreading the deal. Secondly, owners who roll equity into the platform do participate in the arbitrage. A common roll-up structure might involve 70 to 80% cash and 20 to 30% rolled equity at the platform level. The rolled equity then benefits from the platform's higher multiple and from the sponsor's exit. This is often the most lucrative part of the deal for an owner willing to remain involved. Thirdly, quality directly affects the entry multiple. A platform paying 5x for a £1 million EBITDA target with poor documentation will pay 7x for the same EBITDA with audit quality records, contracted recurring revenue, low customer concentration, and a documented succession plan. That 2x uplift on £1 million of EBITDA is £2 million of incremental cash at completion. So what kind of bolt-on profile are roll-up sponsors looking for? Across UK and US disclosed deal flow in 2025 and 2026, six characteristics define the strongest targets. First, recurring revenue should be above 50% of group revenue, ideally from contracted maintenance, monitoring, and statutory inspection cycles. Second, customer concentration below 25% from any single customer. Third, an engineer base of 10 or more qualified technicians with documented certifications and tenure. Fourth, EBITDA between £500,000 and £3 million for tuck-in deals. Above £3 million, owners typically attract competing interest at the platform level. Fifth, geographic density that fits the platform's super-regional integration plan. Acquiring 10 to 15 add-ons within a 50-mile radius, for example, can cut unproductive travel time by around 18%. And sixth, a clean accreditation register with current BAFE, NICIC, GASSAFE, FIA, NSI Gold, SIA, or equivalent certifications, and no pending reviews. A rising theme in 2026 is the multi-trade platform. Data suggests these multi-trade platforms achieve approximately 30% higher customer lifetime value compared to single-trade operators, as they capture a greater share of whole home and whole building spend. For owners of single-trade businesses, this carries two implications. A single-trade business is still a strong bolt-on candidate, where the platform is consolidating that specific trade into a multi-trade group. Also, owners with adjacent capabilities, for example, a plumbing business that also offers heating, or an electrical business with PAT testing and emergency lighting, can present themselves as a multi-trade fit. This usually lifts the entry multiple by half to 1x. The 2026 sponsor exit wave is the single most important dynamic for UK home services owners considering a sale. Many private equity-backed platforms from 2019 to 2021 are now approaching their natural hold periods of 4 to 7 years. We expect to see a roll-up of the roll-ups in the next 18 months, where mid-market private equity firms sell their regional platforms to global mega funds. Recent disclosed sponsor-to-sponsor deals confirm this trend. Champions Group sold to Blackstone in February 2026. Service Logic sold to Bain Capital and Mubadala Investment Company in December 2025. Redwood Services had a majority recapitalization by Altus Partners in May 2025. Neighbourly was acquired by KKR from Harvest Partners in early 2025. Apex Service Partners closed around 60 add-on acquisitions in 2025 alone. UK sponsor-to-sponsor activity is following a similar pattern, with longer hold horizons, larger ticket sizes, and more international strategic involvement. For owners, the 2026 exit wave creates two distinct windows: selling into a maturing platform that needs accretive bolt-ons before the sponsor exits, or selling at the platform level itself if the business is large enough. Roll-ups approach diligence differently. Selling into a roll-up isn't the same process as selling to a strategic buyer. Three differences matter most for owners. First, speed over negotiation. Roll-up sponsors typically conduct faster, more standardized diligence because they work with repeat deal templates. Confirmatory diligence on a clean target can be completed in 6 to 8 weeks. The trade-off is less flexibility on commercial terms. The deal structure is largely set by the platform's standard template, including escrow, working capital methodology, and representative warranties. Second, engineer and brand continuity. Roll-up sponsors care deeply about engineer retention, as labor scarcity is a structural risk to their model. Expect retention bonuses, key person warranties, and named engineer schedules in the sale and purchase agreement. On the other hand, brand continuity is often supported. Private equity-backed platforms typically retain local brand identity for 24 to 36 months post-completion to preserve customer continuity before any rebrand.